All right. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So, yesterday was a very important day. Yesterday, January the 6th, is a day called Epiphany. And so today is Epiphany Sunday. And on Epiphany Sunday, we remember the wise men and their journey to see Jesus. So they saw that star in the sky, and they knew that God was doing something big because they studied the stars, and so they knew that that star meant that something important was happening. And so they followed that star for a long, long time. And finally, they got to Jerusalem and to King Herod, and they asked the king where the king was being born, because they knew that an important child had been born. Well, now Herod was a pretty sneaky guy, so he acted like he wanted to meet this child for himself. But really, he didn't want there to be another king. So he was trying to find out where the child was so that he could kill him, so that there would not be any other kings. And so he asked the wise men to go find the child and then to come back and to tell him where he was so that he could worship him. So the wise men set off, and when they found Jesus, they brought their treasures with them. They gave Jesus gold and frankincense and myrrh, and they worshiped him. And they knew that God had done something amazing. And God warned them in a dream to not go back to Herod. And so they went back to their country via a different road so that they didn't go see Herod. Here's the thing about the wise men. They brought all of these important things, but they also teach us an important lesson. They teach us that we can trust God. They trusted God a lot. They set off on that journey. They trusted that what God was doing was important enough for them to travel that far. They left all of their families and their jobs and everything they had to go see what was on the other end of that star. They trusted that God would keep them safe. And then they trusted God so much that when God warned them, they disobeyed the king. Now, you get in a lot of trouble for disobeying the king, but they did that because they trusted God. And we can trust God too. Trusting God means that we know that God is who he says he is and that God will do what he says he will. So you can trust that God will always be there for you when you feel lonely or when you feel sad or you're upset or you're angry, whatever it is, God will always be there for you. And you can trust that when you're not sure what to do, God will always let you know what the right thing is if you ask him. You can trust that God will be there for you. He will help you to know what to do and that he will follow through with what he says. So this week and this whole year and your whole life long, I hope that you will always remember that you can trust God. When you are sad, you can talk to God. When you're happy, you can talk to God. And you can know that God is always there for you. So now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for who you are. Help us to always trust you. Thank you for always being there for us, for showing us the way, and for taking care of us. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.